Foss, Mary, Washington, December 22, 1890. Dear Sister Mary Foss, I wrote to you a few days ago, and now another matter comes up. Elder Loughborough is writing me, asking if I know of anyone now alive who was present at the meeting I have mentioned, held at Megkier's Hill, where I related the first visions I had. You know, Hazen Foss had visions once. He was firm in the faith that Christ would come in 1844. He interpreted the visions given him in harmony with his belief that time would close in 1844. After time passed, he was told by the Lord to relate the visions to others. But he was too proud-spirited to do this. He had a severe conflict and then decided he would not relate the visions. The people had assembled to hear him, but he refused. The first vision given to me while in Portland, Maine, was right after this decision. I had three visions and was then bidden to relate these to others. At this time, your husband, Mr. Foss, came to our house in Portland in a sleigh and said that Mary was anxious that Ellen should visit her. I thought that this was an opening from the Lord. I was in feeble health, my lungs were diseased, I was spitting blood. But I decided to go with your husband. As I could not bear the cold air, I sat in the bottom of the sleigh with the buffalo robe over my head. I had not spoken in a loud voice for some time. After I arrived at Poland, you said that there was to be a meeting at Megkier's Hill and asked me to go. I went with you and your husband. There that night, I stood upon my feet to relate the testimony given me of God. For about 5 minutes I labored to speak, and then everything broke away, and my voice was as clear as a bell. I talked for about 2 hours. I knew nothing of the experience Hazen Foss had been passing through. In this meeting, the power of the Lord came upon me and upon the people. The next day, I had related to me the exercises of Hazen Foss. I was told by one, in the presence of a roomful, that they had urged Hazen Foss to tell them the things which the Lord had shown him. He had been greatly disappointed that the Lord did not come in 44. He said that he had been deceived, and he refused to obey the promptings of the Spirit of God. After having plainly declared that he would not go from place to place and relate the visions God had given him, very strange feelings came to him, and a voice said, "You have grieved away the Spirit of the Lord." He was horrified at his stubbornness and rebellion, and told the Lord that he would relate the vision. The Lord had told him that if he refused, he would give the light to someone else, and when he attempted to relate the vision, his mind could not grasp it. He tried and tried to relate it, but he said, "It is gone from me. I can say nothing, and the Spirit of the Lord has left me." Those who gave a description of that meeting said it was the most terrible meeting they were ever in. Next morning, I met Hazen Foss. Said he, "Ellen, I want to speak with you. The Lord gave me a message to bear to his people, and I refused, after being told the consequences. I was proud. I was unreconciled to the disappointment. I murmured against God and wished myself dead. Then I felt a strange feeling come over me. I shall be henceforth as one dead to spiritual things. I heard you talk last night. I believe the visions are taken from me and given to you. Do not refuse to obey God, for it will be at the peril of your soul. I am a lost man. You are chosen of God. Be faithful in doing your work, and the crown I might have had, you will receive." He looked as I never saw him look before, so full of despair. Now, Mary, you were at the meeting, were you not? Your memory is so good. Do you have any remembrance of this? If so, state on paper what you do know in regard to it. I have spoken 3 times in this place and will return from here to my home at Battle Creek having been away 3 months, laboring constantly from place to place. I speak here 4 times more, then return home. Will you please to answer this? My address is Battle Creek, Michigan. Please send me Hazen Foss's address.